This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1365. Hold your own on IELTS speaking with these idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn three idioms with the word hold that are fantastic for IELTS. Plus, hear loads of impressive example sentences with this vocabulary that you can use to answer real IELTS speaking questions.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great, Jessica. How are you?
I am so excited for today's vocabulary, and I'm excited that IELTS Energy is a part of a three-part series with our other podcasts.
Yes, this has been really fun. Today is the final installment of a three-part series that I was able to record with Lindsay, part one on All Ears English, part two on business English, and part three is right here on IELTS Energy. So we're going to share, in case you missed those episodes, you should definitely go get part one and two because they also have excellent vocabulary all related to hold, the verb hold, cool. In lots of different ways and all very useful for IELTS.
All of this vocabulary and the phrasal verbs, so useful for IELTS, guys. And not just that, but if you're not following our other podcasts, All Ears English and Business English, you are missing so much. The listening vocabulary, all of this will help you on IELTS, the grammar, all of it will help you on IELTS, but it's your life after IELTS as well that you can start preparing for with those podcasts.
Exactly. And we want to welcome any new listeners who have come to hear part three here because you heard part one on All Ears English, part two on Business English, and you recognize like, oh, I'm going to hear some great stuff on IELTS Energy. Welcome. We have so much great vocabulary here for you. Even if you're not studying for IELTS, this is an amazing podcast just to learn English.
So we are going to teach you guys three amazing idioms with the verb hold today, and we're going to give you example IELTS questions, and we'll show you how to use these idioms to answer these IELTS questions, all right? But keep in mind, if you're not studying IELTS, guys, all of these example sentences you can say in real life too.
Yes, exactly, right? So just to help you go back, if you did miss those, March 4th was the episode on All Ears English. It was called English Vocabulary Tips That Hold Up. And we talked about the verb hold versus the phrasal verb hold up and a common mistake we hear. So don't miss that. And then on March 10th, last week, Business English, Achieve Success at Work by Avoiding These Holdups. There are a lot of ways we use the verb hold and phrasal verbs at work. So whether you work in English or not, this vocabulary we hear and use all the time in English.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, this is so cool. I love this crossover with the other shows. All right, let's get to the first idiom. So the first idiom today that you need to learn is hold one's feet to the fire. This is a really fun idiom. What does this mean?
It's funny that you called it fun because I was just going to say this is kind of crazy idiom because it sort of has to do with like torture. Like if you are
that's
trying
why I think
to
it's get, fun.
You think it's fun because it has to do with torture. That's funny. It's like imagine if you're trying to get information from someone, actually literally putting their feet near a fire would be a good way to force that information out of them, which is crazy because that's kind of how we use it in English. Just like if you hold my feet to the fire, I guess I'll share this information with you. But of course, we don't mean literally. Don't do that to anyone.
Yeah. So the meaning is just like, well, if I have to say this, if I have to do this, if I have to choose. So this is super useful on IELTS, guys, when you are asked questions that are requesting your opinion and you don't really have a strong opinion because you don't really care about this, you know, then this is a great thing to say. And I hear students say something similar to this all the time. This filler phrase like, well, if I have to answer, I guess I would say blah, 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 something like that. So this idiom is much better than saying the other thing.
Exactly, right? If as a filler phrase, you're trying to think of what to say and you could say, you know, I'm not sure what I think about that, but if you really held my feet to the fire, I guess I'm opposed, right? And think of all this time you have to, first of all, decide on your opinion, think of great vocabulary. So if you practice this filler phrase, then you have all this time to think of what how you're going to answer the question.
Exactly, exactly. Now let's show our students how to use it on IELTS with an example. Aubrey, can you ask me a part three question, please?
Absolutely. In your opinion, should children be required to study art?
I honestly haven't really thought about that, but if you really held my feet to the fire, I'd have to say yes, art is beautiful and encourages imaginative creativity in young minds, which leads to a flexible, open mind in the future. So yes, 100% yes.
Ooh, great answer. Yes. And just, you know, go back and listen to all the time Jessica had to think of what does she really think? What does she want to say? Because she used this great filler phrase. And like you said, it just adds interest. Anytime you're speaking English, there are sort of more boring options. And then if you use idiomatic language, it's just so much more fun and interesting.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, our second idiom today is doesn't hold a candle to. Wow, there's a lot of fire involved in these old idioms.
Don't hold a candle to my feet. Be careful not to mix these up.
Yeah. Definitely memorize these word for word, guys. So, what does this mean? Doesn't hold a candle to something?
Yeah, it's another way of saying like, this doesn't even compare. You're wanting to say that something is much better than something else. This is an idiomatic, really interesting way to do that.
So yeah, we use it like, this not great thing doesn't hold a candle to this great thing. Like that's how we use it. So here's an example. I visited a museum in my hometown, and as I'm sure you'd imagine, it doesn't hold a candle to the Louvre or the Met, but it was actually pretty impressive.
Oh, this is such a fun way to say that instead of just saying it wasn't as good as the Louvre. That's very boring. That's very low scoring on IELTS. There are so many more interesting ways to say that.
Yeah. Or is it like the Louvre is better? Like that is so boring. All right. Let's do a spontaneous example now. Aubrey, can you ask me a part one question?
Sure. Do you enjoy watching sports on TV?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I'll watch an NBA game if it's on. But honestly, to my mind, watching basketball doesn't hold a candle to watching soccer. I find soccer so exciting that I watch it anytime it's on TV.
This is really funny because I assumed you were going to ask me that question. So I glanced ahead of it and I was just planning on answering that like sports are okay, but they don't hold a candle to like a rom-com.
Nice.
There's so many ways you could answer that. Totally.
What a flexible idiom. Okay. The last idiom today, guys, is hold one's own. What does that mean, Aubrey?
Yeah. So this means that you are okay at something, right? You're not amazing. You're not fantastic, but you can hold your own. It means you can make do. You can be passable at something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I do okay. I do okay. Not
and
bad,
I feel like this is
great.
Kind of accurate for a lot of us for so many things. There are some things we're very talented at. Some things we're terrible at, but most everything, like you could hold your own. You could
kind
get
of,
by.
It's okay. All right. So here's an example sentence. I'm not great at painting, but I hold my own. I think this is a good way to sort of like humble brag too. Like even if you are good at something, but you don't want to say you're really good at something, then you could use this and be like, you know, I mean, I'm not like a professional level, but I hold my own. I do pretty well.
Yes, I love that. Okay, how about you ask me this next one, Jessica?
Okay, awesome. Now, don't do a whole part two, Aubrey. You don't have to talk for 2 minutes. Just
okay, perfect.
How would we use this? All right. So if you got a part two question that said, describe the smartest person you know.
This is really funny because my first instinct is to describe myself, which seems crazy. But when you think about, like, you know, intelligence, book smarts, like, I hold my own, you know, I did really well in school. I got grades, you know, easily got good grades, but I cannot brag about myself for 2 minutes. So instead, I'm going to tell you about my friend Lynette, who also is just absolutely brilliant. And then I would describe her for 2 minutes.
That was so good. I'll give you another example here, guys. I recently got back in touch with a friend that I knew when I lived in Taiwan. And he is the smartest person I know. Like, he's who I think of immediately. Nice. He was like an MIT and Harvard professor. He runs his own department at a Florida university. He works with Google and just, he's amazing. So anyway, we had this like 2 hour long conversation when we got back in touch. So I would describe him and I would say, in our conversations, I know he's definitely more intelligent than me, but I'm always impressed that I could hold my own when I'm talking to him.
Oh, that's really good. I love that if you're describing someone and sharing how intelligent they are to say it that way, right? I can hold my own when we have conversations or debates. Yeah, totally. Yeah, this is funny because I definitely don't think I'm the smartest person I know, but I'm like, how can I say hold my own when I'm talking about someone else? But that's a really great way to do it.
So many great examples with these idioms. So guys, to sum up the idiom phrases that you learned today, we learned hold one's feet to the fire. We use that as a filler phrase to say like, well, if I have to choose one, if I have to answer. And then what was the next idiom?
Doesn't hold a candle to. And remember, you have to use these word for word. We don't say, I do hold a candle to something or something, right? We always use it this way. That doesn't hold a candle to something else, which means it's not as good as something else.
Exactly. And then the last one, guys, hold one's own. We gave you some great examples. It just means that in this situation, you do pretty well. You're not the best, but you do pretty well.
Possible.
Guys, remember to follow our other podcasts to practice listening skills, learn more grammar and vocabulary, and prepare for your future life in English. So find and follow All Ears English and Business English right now.
Yes, wherever you find your podcasts, those yellow squares, you can't miss them. That bright yellow, follow all three podcasts. And we'll see you over there. And I'll see you next time, Jessica.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.